I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Nations around the world are ratcheting up the pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The European Union today extended sanctions on Libya, freezing assets of 26 companies. And Qatar is helping Libyan rebels sell off 1 million barrels of oil. Also today, former Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa, who defected to Britain, left a safe house in London for Qatar. British officials suggest he will try to meet there with opposition leaders ahead of an international conference on Libya. Koussa's trip is raising high hopes and stirring controversy, as The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Koussa turned his back on his old friend Gaddafi last month, flying to London and submitting himself to extensive debriefings by British officials. He remained out of sight and publicly silent until last night, when he delivered a short statement on camera to the BBC, urging a peaceful resolution to the conflict he left behind.
I ask everybody, all the parties, to work to avoid taking Libya into a civil war. This would lead to so much bloodshed, and Libya would be a new Somalia.
In Tripoli, Libyan Cabinet Minister Ibrahim Zarouf al-Sharif downplayed the remarks, portraying his former colleague as a prisoner.
I've known Moussa for a long time. He's a personal friend of mine. But I will not comment on anything he says while he is captured and held hostage in a hostile country.
But his trip to Qatar today, with the full knowledge of British officials, seems proof that Koussa is free to come and go as he pleases. That's not welcome news for relatives of victims, who believe he masterminded the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am plane over Lockerbie, Scotland. Conservative MP Robert Halfen says the government shouldn't allow the UK to be used as a transit lounge for alleged war criminals.
I believe that Mr. Koussa should face either British courts or the international courts for his alleged war crimes. We cannot allow people to come in and then let them out to travel wherever they want willy-nilly, especially when they are allegedly complicit in a number of war crimes against our own people.
It's expected Koussa will meet with representatives of the Libyan opposition in Qatar. Former British Foreign Secretary Sir Malcolm Rifkin says that's reason enough to let him travel.
It is quite likely that Koussa can make an important contribution towards getting a proper resolution of the Libyan crisis, and there cannot be a resolution of the Libyan crisis without Gaddafi going. So anything that contributes to Gaddafi getting off the stage, giving up power sooner rather than later, must be in everyone's interest, including all of us who were appalled and shocked and remain appalled and shocked by what that man is responsible for in the past.
Koussa's appearance in Qatar may well be part of a delicate diplomatic effort to resolve the impasse in Libya through talks. But it won't be easy for the opposition to welcome him to the negotiating table, much less trust the man who has sat at Gaddafi's right hand for decades. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.